As lawmakers continued to debate legislation deregulating the state's cable industry, Tom Cohen with the Fiber to the Home Council says Wisconsin's missing out on millions of dollars in new investments.
You're talking somewhere probably in the range of $400 million and 1,000 jobs or so initially. This is our estimate, not AT&T's or anybody's.
Cohen says that's just for upgrading fiber optic lines to provide video services. After that's done, he says many companies that rely on broadband technology will have a new reason to look at Wisconsin.
People out there want big pipes. It's basic infrastructure. It's like roads. It's like ports. It's like airfields. It's the new infrastructure.
Cohen says similar legislation in other states has led to millions of dollars being spent on new technology.
People rushed in to obtain statewide franchising licenses. And it wasn't, by the way, just AT&T and Verizon. The cable companies did. They wanted to get outside their regions.
The Video Competition Act remains tied up in a legislative committee, largely over concerns about consumer protections and funding for public access TV stations. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.